This is your Daily Dose, the small segment of this show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to go out there and chase your dreams.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Dig Your Dream podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy on the Top. I'm your host, Ray Digme.
And I'm his wife, Nick Digme.
And this is your Daily Dose, the small segment of the show where I try my very best to pass along some
quick, cool content
with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated
to get out there and chase your dreams.
Yes, we finally got it right. All right. So I don't know if you guys enjoyed that, but we thought it would be pretty cool if we did the intro together. And we don't want to tell you how many times it took to actually get it right. So anyway, today we're going to talk about communication. Yeah, communication. I, Ray Digme, am going to talk about the importance of communication. Now, I know some of you are probably like, Ray, are you serious? You're going to talk about communication? I know. Listen, when you see me on the phone or you see me on social media, you probably think that I'm the best at communicating. When in fact, when it comes to my family and close friends, I may be the worst communicator in history. Like I said, you'll see me post stuff on social media. I'll coach and talk to my players. I'll talk to large groups of people and feel super, super comfortable. But when it comes to making a phone call to my relatives or returning a text message to my close friends, don't count on me. For some strange reason, I am just not good at it. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because this week, in the circumstances that we're all in, it is so important to communicate, especially with your loved ones. So this week, we've been very fortunate to actually participate in some family communication. Nick and I and baby Stella have been participating in family happy hours, family conference calls, via Zoom, via FaceTime. We've been taking the time to schedule some cool FaceTime and Zoom phone calls with our family members. Now, I'm not here to say it's just as good or just as real as being in the same room with your loved ones and being able to hug them and actually see them in person. But I'll tell you what, it is actually pretty cool to do just that. So Nick and I are here to highly recommend that you communicate better than I and reach out to your family and loved ones this week while we're going through everything we're going through. What do you think?
I agree. It's very important. Just because we have to practice social distancing or quarantine ourselves, we can still make a point to talk to our family. And we can actually see them via Zoom or FaceTime. And I'm sure many other apps as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you've been enjoying it?
Of course.
What's your favorite part of the whole family happy hour, Zoom, FaceTime, phone calls?
It's just nice to see your family's face, especially when, you know, there's only so many faces you see nowadays. So it's nice to, you know, see your family's faces. It's nice to hear their voices. And it's just nice to, you know, follow up with them and see how everything's going. Because, you know, everyone has their own story while they're going through what we're going through right now. So it's nice to get out there and just not get out there, but stay in and, you know, find out what's going on with your family.
Yes. And one thing that I took from it that I've enjoyed the most is, of course, the inside jokes and the good conversation. But sometimes, especially during a time like this where everyone is a little bit uneasy and it seems like we all have a bunch of worries on our chest and on our heart, you'll see a relative's facial reaction, or they crack a joke, or they talk about the same emotions you're going through. And it kind of puts you at ease a little bit better. It kind of makes you feel like no matter what happens, everything's going to be okay. So for me, I'm learning a lesson as I get older. Unfortunately, I should have learned this a long time ago. Reach out to your family, especially now. If this has taught us anything, it is to communicate better. And we don't have to be in the same room. You don't have to be in the same office. You don't have to be in a classroom with your friends to be able to communicate. Yes. Most of us are very fortunate to have smartphones and technology that allow us to do that.
Yes.
So during this time where you may not be able to leave your house to go visit mom, to go visit dad, to give your sister a hug or your brother a high five, or visit your nephews or your nieces, whip out your phone, flip open your laptop, and reach out and talk to them. Let them see your face. Let them see your smile. Trust me, they need it just as much as you do.
Of course. Yeah, 100%. 100%.
You see, we were supposed to do this together. And of course, I spoke 90% of the time.
Because
that's
how it usually is. This
what
is
do you
your
mean?
Show. I don't know.
I'm giving you the opportunity. You see, she sets me up like this.
But are you asking me questions? I'm scared to jump in. I'm sorry. This is your show. So when do I speak now? Do I let you speak? Like, I don't know.
For the record, this is like the second time that she's done this to me on the show where she says, I don't know when to jump in because you're always talking. So
it's true.
I'm not sure if she asked me if she can be on the show because she wants to participate or because she wants to set me up to make fun of me in the middle of the episode.
Definitely not that. Parsley?
A little bit?
No, honestly, I just wanted you to spend time. I just wanted to spend time with you.
Oh, that's it. So you don't want to be on the show?
Well, I mean, I want to be on the show, but I also want to spend time with you.
I love that. See, that makes me happy. That's good communication. I guess I have to ask some more questions, right? So here's the deal, guys. Today's Daily Dose. I know a lot of the message that I've been talking about the last like 3, 5, 7 days has kind of been a little redundant because it's been around the topic that we're all dealing with and that we're all facing. Mm-hmm. But I think it's okay to talk about what's going on. And I think today, today's Daily Dose is beyond important. We need to take the time to communicate. And just because we're not in the same room, in the same place, in the same space as the people that we've been with in the past, doesn't mean that we can't reach out and say hello. We can't reach out to check in on them. And more importantly, we can't reach out to say, I love you and I miss you. So do me a favor, communicate much better than myself. She's a good communicator, so communicate as well as her.
I have something to say, actually. So hopefully what we're going through right now teaches you many, many things, you know, hygiene and just hopefully compassion and empathy and things like that. But also all of this communication that you're doing right now, FaceTiming, phone calling, going on Zoom, you know, continue doing that. Like, you know, if you don't make a lot of time or if you can't physically see your family or your friends a lot, just pick up the phone. Maybe 5 minutes, 2 minutes, you know, just keep it going. You know, family is very important. Friends are important. It's good to, you know, continue to communicate with people that are very important to you, regardless of what's going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep it going. So today's Daily Dose, communication is key. And make sure that whenever we do get back to normal, that we take this communication and we keep it going. So on behalf of my extremely beautiful wife who loves to bust my chops, thank you for tuning into this Daily Dose and our beautiful baby daughter, Stella Rose, who did not make an appearance, but she kind of did because she's here, but she didn't yawn or cry like yesterday's episode. Thank you for tuning into the Daily Dose. Like I always say, whether it's 100,000 or a million of you that end up watching and or listening to this podcast, just know you are the one reason we love to do it every single day. Now, until tomorrow, you know what you have to do. Make sure you stay put, stay home, tip your cap, and dig your dream.
That was awkward. I don't know why I did that.